Let us turn to the Word of God. I have few words of God to share with you, and it has to do with running the race. As here in chapter 12 of Hebrews, the writer is pointing us to running the race, the Christian race, to the end. So I entitled it continuing to run the Christian race to the end, looking on to Jesus. Looking on to Jesus. You see, it is easy to start a race, but difficult to finish it. And so here, the writer of the book of Hebrews make mention of few things which I want to point out to you. One, he asks us to remember or look back. That's why he said, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. So he calls us to remember that we as Christians of today are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. If you look at Hebrews 11, he mentioned those men and women. Abel, Noah, Enoch, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, and many others. And he told us what they did and how they passed through difficulties and at the end finished their race. And then in this country and in the church history, when we look back to what God has used some men to do, the reformers, we have known about them, the Puritans, the Martyrs, and many people of God. So we can look back and see that we are surrounded. And therefore, we should not be discouraged to continue the Christian race, because this great cloud surrounds us, and we are to be one with them. Therefore, as they have completed theirs, so we must continue and finish up. Then, secondly, the writer of Hebrews remind us to put aside every weight and sin that could make us not to continue the Christian race to the end. And I think this is very important, that today there are so many things. There may not be the weight here may not be sin. I have no time to do a Bible exposition, but just a bit and pieces I'm giving to you. But there may be some innocent things that can make us to feel the weight of it and perhaps drop off from the race. In my country, there are so many things that become like a weight to the Christians to make them think, should they continue or should they not? And therefore, the writer said, every weight, whatever it may be, that is not helping us in the Christian race, is a weight. It may be innocent things, it may be the things that we enjoy in life, that he said, lay it aside. Lay it aside. Domestic things, emotional problems, psychological problems, and then it can be a family, it can be even holidays, and so on. All those things. It can be the affluence we are enjoying in this country, perhaps we take for granted. Or in my own country, many of the things that faces us, we should not allow that to impede our Christian walk with God. Then he said again, sin. Of course, we know that we left our past sins and came to the Lord Jesus Christ, because it was for that sake that Jesus Christ came up from heaven down to earth to save us from our sin. And therefore, we must not continue in it any longer, because if we do, then that would draw us back and make us not to continue this race to the end. Thirdly, he said that we have to patiently endure and finish the race. Verse 1 continue to say that. What does he say? He said, and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Endurance. We have to endure. On Sunday, men and women, I think, run the marathon. You know, when you start the race, it's so easy. But as you continue, 1 mile, 2 miles, three, how do you think? Or everything in you call out, stop, take a rest, you must break. But it is one thing, endurance, that must take you forward. The same thing in the Christian race. Maybe many of us have become Christian for many years. We continue to endure and go on in the race. Fourthly, he said we should look up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to the Lord by faith. look to Jesus by faith. Our Christian life started by faith, by looking to the Lord. And we must continue to look up to Him by faith to the end. I'm saying this because so many Christians, even in my country, had stopped looking to the Lord alone. Many looked up to their pastor. It is a good thing to look up to have a good pastor. But I have seen in my country, they absolutely give themselves to their pastor. My pastor says, until the pastor leads them to evil, they still follow. My pastor says, I've seen that. Then my denomination, and so on. We look up to those many things. But the Bible says, look up to Jesus Christ. He started our faith, and He must lead us to finish. So we must go on looking up to Him and not be discouraged. In this country, there are so many things one can look up to and therefore miss the mark. And I always take the illustration of Peter. When the Lord said to him, come up. Because Peter said, Lord, if it is you, command me to walk on the water and follow you. And the Lord said, come. And he continued, looking up to the Lord. He was able to walk. But as the storm and the sea arise, he turned away from the Lord and he began to sink. And so that can happen to us. For many, many years, you have continued as a Christian. If you look away from the Lord and look to something else. So is there anything we are upholding onto, looking onto, except the Lord? I think we should be challenged that the Lord is the author and finisher of our faith. He started and He continued with us and must finish with us. Then He continued to ask us to anticipate our Christian race with joy. That He shows to us that the Lord Jesus Christ, He suffered so much. He suffered so much. He would have called off. Remember when He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane? He said, Lord, if it were possible, let this cup depart from me. But He would not allow the thing that He's going to suffer to make Him to turn away from the cross. Because He saw you and I, that we would be the fruit of His labor. He anticipated it and went on with joy. So the same thing, we may be suffering so much, like in this country, sometimes I tell Christians, that don't talk about Christians being persecuted in other countries. You are passing through a time of persecution. But look up to the Lord. Endure. Patiently endure. Follow Him to the end. Do not allow anything to make you to miss the mark. And continue. Look up to the Lord. And anticipate Christian race with joy. You see, if we break, if we turn away, we may not know what the Lord would want to use us to do. So we have to anticipate our Christian race with joy. And then He said, consider the opposition Jesus Christ endured. If you are passing through opposition today, like Christians are passing through in this country and in Nigeria, I think somebody asked me, are you thinking that Christians are passing through persecution in this country, in England? I said, are you not awake to it yet? In my own country, a Muslim Christian country, I can take the megaphone, take my members, walk along the street, and preach the gospel without any opposition at all. But in your own Christian country, you can't do that. Now the Muslims, having the feel of the day, and so are you not passing through? So whatever opposition you are passing through, the Bible says, don't take it to heart. Continue. Go on. Then lastly, He asks us to watch ourselves. Tell us to watch ourselves. Watch yourselves. Watch the discipline that Lord is giving to you. Watch as well. Verse 2. He said, therefore, strengthen the hands that hang down. And the feeble knees. You try to be weakened? No. And make straight paths for your feet. Pursue peace with all men. Looking carefully, as verse 15, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, causing trouble. And by these, many be defiled. Be watchful. Watch yourself. Examine yourself. Go on in the faith. Then, let us bring the example of our Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, he tells us of those who run the race. The Olympic is coming in China. They are training themselves and getting ready. getting ready, preparing, going themselves, putting themselves into a special diet so that they might be able to do well. And he said, they do it for a crown that will perish, for a gold or medal or whatever, silver or bronze, that will perish. But we are competing for an unperishable crown. Therefore, we must go on. He said to him, to us, he beat him his body so that he would control himself. He would not be preaching to others and himself would be cast away. So we have to watch ourselves and do like him. Then finally, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I think we have to continue in the Christian race so that at the end we can say like him, no matter what happens, the Lord is able to make us strong. When we talk about Christian perseverance of the perseverance of the saints, it is two ways: God's word and our own responsibility. I think here the writer of Hebrews spelled out our own responsibility. We believe that the Lord will help us to stand firm in the faith. Amen.